for investment.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I know that for decades we focus a lot on big business. But learning from your comments on the service industry and its growth, in fact, I know that small businesses have been doing the hiring when we see the big headlines of job losses here and there. The state of the economy, Tom, and the international outlook, where are we going?
Well, that's a very good question. My worry about the economy is we're just sitting around waiting to get going. Wait and see. And you can't blame the boards of directors and CEOs because it's not been a fertile environment. But it is a great time to get going and get on with making some significant investments.
Bill, comments on that?
Tom is right. Exports have got to grow if we are going to get this economy going. We are importing a lot more than we're exporting. And everybody in this room is interested in doing more of that. You know, $1 billion worth of exports creates 20,000 American jobs.
David, how about you? Your joint venture between two really big financial powerhouses focusing on small to medium-sized businesses in the Midwest and West, how does globalization affect those businesses?
Well, whether it is on the import side or the export side, almost every small business has been involved with globalization in one form or another. So, as the market, as competition comes, the ability to do business globally is very important. It's very critical for us.
Well, Nat, what's your insight to our outside competition?
Well, you see, we have been blessed in this country with a large marketplace for anything. But the problem of the globalization is if you do not take that business outside the shores, somebody else will come and eat your marketplace. So, for us, it is just a question of where we decide to compete, within the shores of this country or somewhere else outside. And the farther we go outside, the better off we are in protecting our home base. My fear is not from our traditional competition, Western Europe and Japan, but rather China and India. And we are gearing up to compete with them today by establishing bases in those countries to service our products to sell in those countries today. That's the only way I know I can protect my little base from being eroded by overseas competition. Thanks.
Bill, you mentioned the fact that tourism, being the number two industry in the world, does not have any senior administration that focuses strictly on that. What do you think the U.S. government can do to help small businesses and increase exports?
Well, I think opening new markets is very important. Look what happened in China. I mean, China is probably the hottest growth market in the world. 40 to 50 million Chinese tourists left China last year and went abroad. 5 years ago, this was just not even thought about. So here, the U.S. government has been making a tremendous effort with the World Trade Organization in opening up China. If you're going to open up a market, let's go open up the biggest one in the world. I think that kind of thing is the thing the federal government can continue to push.
Well, that's got to be the last word on it. Thank you very much.